Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. Между первым и вторым прослушиванием у вас будет время для выполнения задания. Сейчас у вас есть одна минута, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Speaker A.
I sell all the basic things, but I don't compete with the big supermarket down the road, though we sell many of the same things. For a while, the real competitors were two other small shops that opened nearby. But we soon came to an informal agreement. The one at the bottom of the street sells the papers. The one at the top has more bread and cakes. And I do the vegetables. The shop was empty when I bought it in 2001. I fitted it out nicely and always try to keep it looking good.
Speaker B.
I am open 10 hours a day, every day. This is a small village, so I sell everything, from apples to candles, pretty much everything. 2 years ago, a supermarket opened nearby. After a few months, it closed because there weren't enough customers. My shop is in the center of the village, and I deliver things to the homes of people who can't make it in, even if it's just a packet of butter. My older customers appreciate that. At times, the work is too much, though, and I'd welcome a break.
Speaker C.
Some of the younger people who live around here work until about 6, so they usually do their shopping in the evening. This used to be the only shop in the area which was open until 10 p.m., so I had a very successful business. Things have changed, though, and I don't believe this shop will still operate in 4 or 5 years. It's because there are too many small shops in this area selling the same things at very similar prices.
Speaker D.
My shop opens at 9 a.m. and closes at 11 p.m. It's very hard work, but there are still selling points for the small shop. If you work for someone else, there's no reward apart from pay. And when it comes to it, the owner may decide not to pay. Some people are very pessimistic about the future, and I tell them that unlike supermarkets, we can offer customers the personal touch. They know our names, and we know theirs. Customers like supermarkets because they are cheaper, so we must offer something different.
Speaker E.
I first got behind the counter of the family business in 1989, after giving up a job at a supermarket. It was a difficult time for small shops because people's lifestyles had changed so much. Few people had the time to cook an evening meal as they used to. I see hope, though, in the fact that people are thinking more about what's in their food these days and where it comes from, and they know that small shops often sell better products. Like local honey, for example.
У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы выполнить задание. Через 30 секунд Вы услышите запись снова. Прослушайте тексты еще раз и проверьте свой ответ.
Speaker A.
I sell all the basic things, but I don't compete with the big supermarket down the road, though we sell many of the same things. For a while, the real competitors were two other small shops that opened nearby. But we soon came to an informal agreement. The one at the bottom of the street sells the papers. The one at the top has more bread and cakes. And I do the vegetables. The shop was empty when I bought it in 2001. I fitted it out nicely and always try to keep it looking good.
Speaker B.
I am open 10 hours a day, every day. This is a small village, so I sell everything. From apples to candles, pretty much everything. 2 years ago, a supermarket opened nearby. After a few months, it closed because there weren't enough customers. My shop is in the center of the village, and I deliver things to the homes of people who can't make it in, even if it's just a packet of butter. My older customers appreciate that. At times, the work is too much, though, and I'd welcome a break.
Speaker C.
Some of the younger people who live around here work until about 6, so they usually do their shopping in the evening. This used to be the only shop in the area which was open until 10 p.m., so I had a very successful business. Things have changed, though, and I don't believe the shop will still operate in 4 or 5 years. It's because there are too many small shops in this area selling the same things at very similar prices.
Speaker D.
My shop opens at 9 a.m. and closes at 11 p.m. It's very hard work. But there are still selling points for the small shop. If you work for someone else, there's no reward apart from pay. And when it comes to it, the owner may decide not to pay. Some people are very pessimistic about the future. And I tell them that unlike supermarkets, we can offer customers the personal touch. They know our names and we know theirs. Customers like supermarkets because they are cheaper, so we must offer something different.
Speaker E.
I first got behind the counter of the family business in 1989, after giving up a job at a supermarket. It was a difficult time for small shops because people's lifestyles had changed so much. Few people had the time to cook an evening meal as they used to. I see hope, though, in the fact that people are thinking more about what's in their food these days and where it comes from, and they know that small shops often sell better products, like local honey, for example.
Время, отведенное на выполнение и проверку задания блока аудирования, истекло.